on, pretty baby. Leave tonight for the TD Canada Trust Vancouver International Jazz Festival. From June 26th to July 5th, enjoy free shows from Gastown to Granville Island. This festival has everything, from live jazz to free workshops at the Tom Lee Music Hall. Hundreds of artists will hit the stage, including the King Khan and Barbecue Show, Pink Martini and Orchestra, and Jose Gonzalez. Visit www.coastaljazz.ca to discover all the hidden gems at the TD Canada Trust Vancouver International Jazz Festival.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Every vocal group is made up of individuals, and tonight I'd like you to meet each member of the Jackson Five. This is Jackie.
Hello.
And Jermaine.
Hi.
And Tito.
Hello.
Marlon.
Hi.
Michael.
Hey.
And the newest member of the group, Randy.
I guess you're
I guess you're pretty happy to be working with your brothers, huh?
Heck no. Without them, I could have been Rodney Allen Rippey.
You know, I'm on television, and I've made a couple of movies, and I have been on Broadway, but there's one thing I have never wanted to do that I'm dying to do.
Okay, what's that?
Well, be part of a vocal group.
You know? Would you like to be?
Yeah. More than anything.
Do you have any experience, Carol?
Experience?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let me see. I used to sing with a group when I was a brownie.
A what?
I'm sorry. I was a When I was a Girl Scout.
That's yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
So what do you say, huh?
I don't know. To do it, you have to start real young.
Well.
No, I mean real young.
Oh. Well, I tell you, why don't you do it, and I'll just listen. Okay. Jackson 5, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we finally go to the 30s, where the Mills Brothers made the scene.
Mm-hmm. They put the top voice high.
And the low voice low.
Building in between.
Oh, baby, I'm a rock in my brain. To think of a name. Together it's two. So better get through. Baby, oh, baby, you give it a break. And that's not everyone I'm gonna name. The melody's done. Repeat and repeat. So if you can't swing, it's gotta be beat. Cause that's the main thing to make you complete. Cause everyone's swinging today. So let's call it Oh Buzz of Fun. Not for Sammy K. It's Oh Buzz of Fun. You got this sweet, nice way. Baby, I'm here to last round. To make it renowned. You hear the new heat. Get rocking for me. Now out. It's Oh Buzz of Fun. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Young ladies found a good sound back around World War II. Oh, they were helping love with a and we like to do for you.
The Andrew sister.
Well, I don't want to be no Andrew sister, Mike. Come on.
And I don't want to be a girl, Mike.
Not me. Okay. Just those were the warriors we'd do like in the army.
All right.
I like some volunteers. All I want to be an Andrew sister, take one step forward.
I'm here with Mr. Shane. Please let me explain. I'm here with Mr. Shane. And he's your grave. Oh, I tried to explain, but really be about me. Mr. Shane, but really be about me. Mr. Shane, me's your grave.
Give those girls a hand. How about it? Yeah, the little one too.
After the Andrews came, they sort of set the stage.
All right.
For what was known in the Rolling Stone as a musical golden age.
Groups like the Coasters.
Take out the peoples in the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. And when you get through doing that, call in the dogs and put out the cats.
Yaggity yak!
Don't talk back.
Once again, the Utes gained a lot of attention.
The Beatles!
Hermit, 50 mentions!
And among those magical musical teams, there were three young ladies who were called the Supremes.
That's right.
It was Dinah Ross, Mary, Florence.
Come on.
The Supremes!
I ain't gonna be no Supreme, Mike. Come on, man.
And I don't want to be another girl, Michael.
I'm not gonna be no Supreme either.
I tell you what, we'll ask for volunteers. All who want to be a Supreme, take one step. Backwards.
Hit it, girls.
Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Think it over. Stop.
Thank you.
In Gary, Indiana. She said this is a slow town. Come up with me to Motown. Pick a song you like. Grab yourself a mic. Shake a little bit. Make yourself a hit. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And we did it.
Thank you.
Do the channel, do your vibe. Got many stimulating. She's such a sexy lady. There was busy design.
Oh. She's moving, she's grooving, dancing to the music. Stop now. Yeah.
Doesn't she be what you
sympathy on the scene. She could dance, just as she watch it get down, and watch it get down. And she do sympathy on the scene. Hey!
Thank you!
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Listen to what they're playing. I know that. Sonny and Cher used to do that.
Right.
This is my chance. I'll be Cher and you be Sonny. Okay?
That's my part.
Go home, Jim. Why don't you go home? Go home.
Not until I sing my part.
What's your name?
Janet.
You sing with the group?
In the Jackson 5 family, everybody works.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Sonny and Cher.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Just keep on that rhythm to the brain.
With us next week when our guests will be Jack Weston and Michelle Lee. And remember, the fight against pollution begins with you and with me, so let's do something about it.
And we just heard a snippet from what appears to be the Carol Burnett Show featuring the Jackson 5, actually six brothers. Randy joined them on that show, as did Janet, who was all of eight at that point. But, of course, this whole reason why I'm doing this is as a tribute on Shake Your Tail Feather tonight to Michael Jackson, who passed away yesterday at the age of 50. And we'll be doing a short tribute for the first part of the show. And then sometime after 11 o'clock, we'll be getting around to some of the Canadian content soul that was originally billed for tonight for the entire show. But we'll be doing the last portion of it. And the number here is 604-822-2487. My name is Jason. Shake a Tail Feather can be heard every Friday from 10:30 to midnight. And we heard the Jackson Brothers doing a medley of stuff, including by groups like the Mills Brothers, the Andrews Sisters, the Coasters, the Supremes, and their own 1974 hit, Dancing Machine. And we'll be getting a variety of stuff on here. It's amazing, just the proliferation of stuff on YouTube the past day or so, although some of this stuff dates from before that. There's a lot of really neat stuff, and we're going to hear some of it. And as well, a couple of things from some artists that influenced the Jackson 5, and Michael Jackson in particular, a little bit later on after that. But again, the number is 604-822-2487. Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Ranging age from 10 to 18. They're a sensational group. Here, the Jackson Five. So let's have a fine round. Now here are five brothers from Gary, Indiana, ranging in age from 10 to 18. They're a sensational group. Here, the Jackson Five. So let's have a fine round.
I'm going to tell you a story about a girl I met at school one day doing sandbox.
Sandbox? What's the time?
And we toasted our love during milk break. I gave her my cookies.
Aww.
So we fell out during finger pain. So one day, and that was Monday, and I stepped up to her and I said, "When
Okay, well, we are having a few technical difficulties here, but we'll be getting on to a couple things in just a moment. But I will just say for those tuning in, you're tuning into Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and tonight, two-part show. The first part is a tribute to Michael Jackson's work with the Jackson 5, and we heard a medley off the top from the Carol Burnett Show from 1974, followed by I Want You Back and Stand, the cover of the Sign the Family Stone tune that also appeared on Jackson 5's first album, followed by Who's Loving You, which was the B-side of I Want You Back. All of those television versions, which actually, I don't know, there's a lot more electric energy in some of the live stuff that you can hear in a lot of different places, although the studio stuff's pretty good too. This part of the show is going to be a tribute to the early music of the Jackson 5 from a number of different sources. And then in the last part of the show, probably starting in about 15 or so minutes, we'll be doing some Canadian soul from the classic soul period of the 1960s. And the number here is 604-822-2487. A few technical difficulties tonight, but I'm trying to get this to flow as best as I can. And so we're going to go to another song that, in fact, most people might be under the impression, or some people might be under the impression, that Michael Jackson's solo career started with Off the Wall in the late 70s, 1979, 80, somewhere thereabouts. But in fact, his first solo album came out on Motown in 1971, featuring this particular tune.
Got to be there. Concert. Help! Help! Somebody, there's a pink snake in my dressing room.
No snakes in this arena, Miss Ross. Especially no pink snake.
Well, you just take a look.
Egad! Call the exterminators! Call the zoo! Call somebody!
So far, the snake has resisted all attempts to capture it. But authorities assure us that it will be found and disposed of, and the show will go on.
That must be Rosie. Look, he's gone.
Oh, man, how did Rosie ever get to Diana Ross?
You remember how it always dug the records when we played them?
I sure do.
But all the way downtown, without even bus fare, man, Rosie's got devotion.
We gotta get that snake back before those cats down there do him a bad.
Hey, where's Michael?
Look, he's on his way downtown already.
Oh, man, one of those trucks will be sure to lay one on that cat. We gotta catch him. Come on, we'll take Tito's car.
How can we? My fan bell's busted.
Jermaine, you get up front and blow, man, blow.
Hey, cool. I got me a Jermaine bell.
Keep driving, Tito. We gotta save that kid.
Get here. What the?
Look out, man. I gotta save Rosie.
Wait. Nobody gets through here unless they buy a ticket. That's $5.
Hey, man, what do you charge for bikes?
Bikes? Well, I guess there's no charge for bikes.
You mean bikes can get in free?
Well, I guess so.
Dig the show, bikes.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm a friend of his.
Oh, well, that's different. I didn't... Wait a minute! Little kid on the bike over here! Yes?
It's okay then, where's Buddy?
Oh, that's different. I didn't know. You go right ahead, because you see, I mean, well, if they're the kid's brother, it is a friend of the bike, and the bike where at the... What am I talking about? This got to be going down.
Subdue the serpent. Fear not.
Hey, stop leaning on my snake. Rosie, you come down now. Here.
Why, what a brave little boy. This is the first time I've ever autographed a snake. I'm sorry I was afraid of him. I hope you and I can be friends, too.
Miss Ross, that'd be a pleasure.
I just want you to know, I think you're very, very sweet.
Pets, Ray and Charles.
Sure nice of Miss Ross to invite us to hear a concert.
Gonna be hours before it starts, though.
Let's go exploring.
Hot dog. Look at all these empty seats.
Hey, dig this box X. That's not a music sound. That's a Jermaine sound.
And how about this baby? Yeah, that's
That's the Tito Jackson sound.
Man, these are some cool instruments.
A lot different than the ones we got back in school.
All they got in school is A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3.
A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3.
Fantastic. That was from the Jackson 5 cartoon pilot episode it all started with, it was called. And it's kind of a fictionalized account of how Diana Ross, how they met Diana Ross, I guess. And something about a snake, a couple of mice named Ray and Charles, and a whole bunch of other people. So, and you've heard them doing ABC on that cartoon. I think they basically just used the actual recording as part of the soundtrack and had dialogue on either side of it. Anyway, I remember that cartoon. That was quite neat growing up with that on TV. I think the same people that did that also animated the Yellow Submarine for the Beatles and a lot of similar kind of... If you've ever seen this cartoon either on YouTube or on TV, it was a very psychedelic-looking cartoon. So I guess those of us who grew up with Sesame Street and the Yellow Submarine really appreciated it. Before we heard that, we heard the Jackson 5 singing Never Can Say Goodbye and Got to Be There. And it is quarter after 11, and that was basically it. That was our Jackson 5 portion. I'm going to get to a couple of groups in a moment that had a huge influence on them before we get into our Canadian content tonight for Canada Day, which is next Wednesday. But first, we're going to have a couple of announcements, a little long overdue here, but I guess better late than never.
The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Hey man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Shake a tail feather tonight, 604-822-2487 is the phone number. We've just finished doing a short tribute to Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5's early career. And if you're tuning in regularly every month to the story of Motown, I will be getting to some of that material, more the studio versions of that, later on this year when we get to the years 69, 70, and 71. But as things happen, a week ago, I was planning this to be the third annual Canadian Content Show, which it will be in about 10 minutes or so. But of course, things happen, and we've lost somebody who made a huge contribution not only to pop, but also to soul music. And in many ways, Michael Jackson and his brothers had absorbed a lot of influence as well, and were able to kind of create something of their own out of it. They formed actually in 1963 in Gary, Indiana, and it was some years before they actually got signed to Motown. They were discovered. Well, depending on, there are many different stories here, but certainly one that I've heard that I'm more likened to believe is that they were discovered by Bobby Taylor, who at the time, well, he was originally from Washington, D.C., but he was at the time based here in Vancouver. He had put together a group called the Vancouvers, one of whom was also Tommy Chong, the comedian. And they got signed to Motown in the 60s, and they had a few hits in 1968, and it was around that time that they were passing through Chicago, and they discovered the Jackson 5 performing, and so they signed them. And it took about a year to kind of get them groomed to where they were ready to record, and Bobby Taylor, in fact, had a hand in writing some of those hits as part of the Corporation, which was the collective name for a handful of songwriters who produced material for a few different artists, but the Jackson 5 among them. But before that, of course, they had developed their vocal group style from a couple of different groups, probably the first group to really set the template for this type of vocal group style were Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. So we're going to hear something from them from 1956, and then we're going to hear something from perhaps the most popular R&B family kind of sibling vocal group prior to the Jackson 5. They were called the Five Stair Steps. They had one hit in 1970 with a song called Ooh Child, but they actually had a series of lesser-known hits, a lot of them regional, few of them national hits, prior to that. So we're going to hear something from Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, followed by something by the Five Stair Steps.
Juvenile delinquent. Oh, walking.
Hey, 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 yeah.
Okay. Okay, now.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Shake a Tail Feather tonight with you for another half hour. Chris, from what I understand, is not going to be in to do I Like the Scribbles. That's the last I heard. I think there's going to be someone else. I'm not entirely aware of who, but there will be something. And then Vampire's Ball will take over at 2 until 4. And then tomorrow morning, the Edge on Folk will be on at 8 o'clock. Until noon, when you will hear the show that was just announced, Generation Annihilation. So that should keep you busy throughout the morning and early afternoon Saturday. Again, the number here is 604-822-2487. With the half hour we've got left, we're going to be listening to some classic soul, Canadian style. The third annual Canadian feature starts momentarily, but let me just recap what you just heard. You heard a couple of groups, a few actually, starting with Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. You heard I'm Not a Juvenile Delinquent. That was from a 1956 film called Rock, 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 setting the template for groups, kind of adolescent vocal groups. And after that, we heard The Five Stair Steps with Danger, She's a Stranger, a family sibling group, perhaps the most popular one in soul music prior to the Jackson 5. Five Stair Steps were out of Chicago. They had a lot of their material produced by, or written at least, by Curtis Mayfield. And then Sly and the Family Stone with their album Stand and a song called Sing a Simple Song. And of course we heard the Jackson 5 earlier doing a version of Stand live on the Ed Sullivan Show. And as I said earlier, if you've just tuned in, I will be on a later episode of The Story of Motown. We'll be tuning into some more of the early Jackson 5 stuff. It's part of our chronology, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Motown this year. So here we go. I mentioned Bobby Taylor earlier, who as the person who discovered the Jackson 5 and based in Canada at the time with his group, the Vancouvers. They as good as count as Canadian content in the soul music realm. This was their big hit from the spring of 1968, Does Your Mama Know About Me?
About your friends.
Show. Say that you're my friend, but I know why you're here. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. I hear them whisper, there he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Say, my friend, now we'd better say goodbye. I think you'd better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, this is what you say. Any other way.
Oh, CITR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, the Canadian edition for the last leg of this show. Shake a tail feather with you until midnight. If you want to catch this episode as a podcast, as the announcers were just saying there, you can go to CITR.ca and choose Shake a Tail Feather off of the online program guide. And then choose this episode when it becomes available, probably sometime tomorrow. In addition, go further down the list and get some of the older episodes. So if you can't hear all of this episode, or if you missed the first part, you can catch it as a podcast by following those directions. So if you missed the tribute, the Jackson tribute earlier, you can catch that as a podcast. And if you've had to leave now, well, you can catch the latter part of the show. Same thing. So we just heard Shirley Matthews' 1963 hit, or at least a hit on the Chum Charts, the now somewhat scarce Chum Charts on the internet. Oh, you can find them. They're no longer hosted by 1050 Chum. Is that website no longer exists? It you have to follow some sort of complex link. There is a Facebook group that I started some time ago dedicated to 1050 Chum Charts, and you can find those music charts through links on that page. But Big Town Boy was a 1963 hit on that chart for Shirley Matthews, who was from the Toronto or Scarborough area, if I'm not mistaken. And Jackie Shane before that, it was actually born stateside, but was a very popular singer and performer in the Toronto's Yorkville district in the early 60s. Any Other Way, that was a cover of a song originally done by William Bell at Stax Records in Memphis. And before that, we had a triple. It was supposed to be a double, but I had a bit of a technical issue here. So we ended up hearing three songs by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. Does Your Mama Know About Me, the big hit, and their follow-up, Melinda, and another song called Fading Away. And that was off of Tamla Motown's Motown Anthology, a British import. The Jackie Shane and Shirley Matthews tracks were off of Made in Canada, Volume 1. And this is David Clayton Thomas, best known as the lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, former member or former lead of a group called The Shays, and also he did a solo album in 1966 called Sings Like It Is. And this is his cover of the Coasters' Poison Ivy.
You itch, you're gonna need an ocean
calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. The poison ivy.
That's what I see.
was Soul Unlimited, Something You Got, and before that, The Epics with If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time. Both of those off of something came out in 2004 live from the Grooveyard. The Grooveyard was a venue over in New West, featured a lot of garage bands, some soul groups too, and we heard a couple of them, The Epics and Soul Unlimited. Before that, David Clayton Thomas and Poison Ivy. Well, we're just about out of here. Pira is in to do an extra four-hour-long episode of Vampire's Ball momentarily. That'll be in about 5 minutes. I'll be back next week, 10:30 to midnight, with more Shake a Tail Feather, classic soul and rhythm and blues, and we will pick up from where we left off in May with the story of rhythm and blues, beginning with the rhythm and blues charts in 1957. But to take you out tonight, From Jamaica to Toronto, compiled by Cipriano and Light in the Attic Records in 2006, a collection of soul, funk, and reggae recorded in Toronto between 1967 and 74. This is a group called the Cougars and their cover of the Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain. Till then, see you next week.